This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. I'm Riley Smith. Widespread dry weather has returned to South America. We'll have more right after this.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, a farmer from Galt, Iowa, and the first vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Whether you're planting, harvesting, or anywhere in between, as a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, you're also actively advocating for our industry. As an ICGA member, you have a voice lobbying on ag issues at the state and federal levels on priorities that impact your farm. Join us today at iowacorn.org/join.
The weather forecast in South America has opened up and is now very dry for the next couple of weeks. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest conditions.
Sounds like a broken record, but it's going to be the same for the next 2 weeks. Dry, dry, dry. The 1 to 5 day, 6 to 10 day, and 11 to 15 day forecasts for Brazil and Argentina are pretty dry, and like they have been for a few weeks. This is the dry period for them anyway. Bigger concern comes in with some of those with that second crop corn, the safrinha corn for Brazil. It's not an issue for Argentina and their harvest at this point. That's probably welcomed, but the final development of that corn for Brazil is a little bit under fire right now. But this is a normal situation. This is a normal time for them to be dry.
McBride said Argentina is making good progress on their harvest.
They're doing fairly well. You're at 77% on the soybeans. The five-year average puts them at 85. They did pick up a good amount last week. They picked up 16% week over week. So that is a good jump for them with some of the drier patterns that they've seen. That is expected. And with what we're seeing over the next 2 weeks, there should be some additional pretty big jumps on the next report. Corn for Argentina is still behind the five-year average by 10%, only picked up 3% last week at 36. So that is a little bit behind anyway, but that's not any kind of a major concern with some of the drier notions that we've got over the next 2 weeks.
For the World of Agriculture, I'm Riley Smith.